What's going on, everybody? Welcome back to The Bromance. I am Thaber, and with me I have...
Thavage.
Today is December 28th, 2018. This is episode number 5. If you haven't listened to episode number 4, please feel free to go back and listen to it. We talk about Widows, Robin Hood, and a plethora of other things.
Right on.
How we doing today, buddy?
Pretty good. Pretty good. It's been a long year.
I know. I was telling this to my dad the other day, and it's crazy when you actually sit and think about it. Like, we are 1 year away from 2020.
Right.
Now, what's so big deal about that? Well, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, right now, it's not a big deal. But in 20 years, 30 years from now, what is known to us as the 20s is 1920. But yeah. We are getting to the era now where when people talk about the 20s, it'll be 2020. So a whole...
That's interesting.
A whole century is slowly going to start going away. People won't, back in the 20s, like we think of back in the 20s is 1920.
Right.
But now it's going to be 2020.
Yeah.
It's crazy to think like that. That's where we're at in this world now.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's cool though.
I mean, it is, but it's all at the same time. It's like, I'll be 30 in 2020. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to get older anymore. You know, I'm cool with staying at this age.
I'm already 30. Thanks for making me feel old. Yeah,
that's right. Well, let's get into the hot topic of week, and that would be the Avengers Endgame trailer.
Ooh yeah, I'm kind of excited because it's like I think it's going to be like an end to the whole.
Well, yeah, that's why it's called Endgame.
Yeah, but like you know what I mean. We've just been waiting for so long for end to happen.
What I like the most about the trailer is because it's like it's very good at teasing you. Like they don't give you any details really, other than like. You know, Captain America at one point says, this has to work because if it doesn't, I don't know what else we're going to... You know, like, there's really no information as what's going on.
Right.
The whole Ant-Man coming back, I'm kind of curious to how he's back.
It's out of the quantum world, yeah. Another thing that I think was interesting was when the Black Widow was talking to Bruce Banner.
Right.
Saying, like, Thanos did wipe out half of... the population of the world. And it showed, like, in the trailer, like, he was so, like, blown away and, like, what are you talking about? And that, to me, it was like a hint saying, like, maybe he really wasn't in The Last Avengers. Maybe it really was Loki.
I don't necessarily buy that because where did Bruce go? In the... was it Avengers where he got shot back? If that wasn't when he Heimdall, was it Heimdall that shot them back to Earth?
Yeah.
If that wasn't Bruce Banner, where is Bruce Banner at for the whole movie of Avengers 4? That's what I get what you're saying.
I know.
But where if that's Loki, where's Bruce Banner at and how does he get back?
I mean, you're 100% correct. It's just a theory.
I get what you're saying. I think it's hard to back that because like I said, if I'm not saying that Loki's not dead.
But they also could have used Bruce Banner to take the Asgardians away from that ship.
Yeah, the Asgardians are dead.
Maybe.
Here's where I think this is the one. This is to give you concrete.
Evidence
is where is Valkyrie? Valkyrie is on that ship before when it blows up. Where's Valkyrie at? Because she's in the next movie.
Right.
So where's Valkyrie?
She took... That's what I'm saying. Like, they're saying Asgardians are dead, but did she really escape with them and Bruce? Because
they are friends. Obviously, we'll have to wait and see what happens in the movie. But
I don't know. I'm just saying.
For
like
trailer-wise, it gets you pumped. Like, obviously, I need to see the second trailer. You know what I mean? It was a very good teaser. Like, they give you no information. Like, oh, hey... here's the trailer, but we're not going to...
Right.
Like, I mean, it's one of those things where it's like, you guys didn't even need, like...
But we're also going to get Captain Marvel in there before Avengers.
Well, they're going to have it.
I guarantee they're going to have something in there as well.
Yeah, they'll have a trailer for Avengers at Captain Marvel.
I think in the movie itself, though, they're going to have something that ties...
It'll be at the end of the credits scene.
I don't know, dude, because at the end of the credits scene from Avengers, they had a Captain Marvel. Remember?
Right.
So I think...
Yeah, but this Captain Marvel movie takes place back in the, like, 80s.
I mean, yes, it does, but...
I think that, like, this is like an origin story movie for her, and then at the end of the origin story, they'll show her, Like, it'll be, like, after the credits. My prediction will be the end of the credits will show her coming back to Earth.
So it could be. Yeah.
Now.
You're probably right. It's all theories.
Right, right. I just think that the second trailer will come out at Captain Marvel.
Probably.
For sure. The other big trailer that I want to talk about is the Brightburn trailer. I mean, I know we're already kind of talking about trailers, which that's at the end of the segment, but...
Yeah. There's a couple of hot topics we want to talk about first, though.
The reason why we want to talk about the Brightburn trailer, and when we watched the trailer, it literally looked like Superman.
Right.
And it's like, I even texted
you and
said... Are
they making another Superman
it's
story?
Like a Superman movie, but it was like a bad guy. Well, mm-hmm. After reading the plot, it's basically what happens if a guy came from the sky and he turned out a child came from the sky, and instead of being the hero, he turned out to be far more sinister.
Right.
So it's kind of like literally Superman,
basically the roles flip. So instead of him like learning his powers for good, I won't say he learned his powers for evil, but he uses his powers in a more demonic way.
Right. So. It's definitely not, like, don't get it confused as, like...
He's a villain or
villain.
Anything.
It's a horror film. But the other reason why that makes that movie so interesting is it's made by James Gunn. Oh, man. Now you got me on the spot. I can't think of the guy's name. Who's the director? He directed Guardians of the Galaxy.
I just saw...
It is James Gunn. I was thinking James Wan because we just saw the Aquaman movie. It is James Gunn, guy that's behind...
Guardians of the Galaxy,
which is wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's kind of weird that you're making a movie about a superhero or a superhero premise, and it's not a superhero movie.
Yeah. Yeah. I think it's going to be good, though.
Oh, yeah, definitely. They got a good cast with it, too.
Yeah. So, it's a good trailer. Watch it. If you guys haven't heard about it yet, but...
For sure. Well, you want to get into the reviews?
Yep. Let's do it.
What's the first review?
First one we got is The Mule.
The Mule. Well.
That is the one with Clint Eastwood.
Yeah. Clint Eastwood, Bradley Cooper, Michael Pena, Andy Garcia.
Good cast.
Good cast. Basically, the whole premise of the movie is this old man, Clint Eastwood, starts running drugs for the cartel.
Yep.
And he...
He does a good job at it.
Yeah. Really good job at it. I personally, I don't want to say it wasn't a good movie. It was a good movie, but I didn't like it because the whole movie I was expecting something to happen.
Yeah, like something big to happen.
Right.
It was just kind of like a monotone of events.
Like in the movie, you start like on the screen it says first run, second run, third run. All the way up to the 12th run, and then you got these DEA agents that are like, we gotta get a bust here, you know, like, and it's like each time, like, it's getting, the DEA agent is like getting yelled at, and
yeah, he's getting closer and getting closer, but he's not quite there.
Yeah, and then it was just like when Clint Eastwood's character got caught, it was so anticlimactic.
Yeah, it was just like a bam. I don't know.
I mean, it was a good movie. It was a good story. The whole premise of the movie is basically about family.
Yeah.
That's literally the gist of the movie is how this old man regrets not being able to spend time with his family. But it's just, I was so hoping it was like a buildup, you know, like each run, you know, he kept taking more drugs and he kept doing more things off the beaten path. And it's like, what I was just expecting like a big shootout or something to go on. It was so anticlimactic.
Yeah. But overall, I mean, for like a different kind of movie that's
compared
to what the movies we have going
on.
You know, it was a good because it was different.
But. And in the grand scheme of things, if this is, and I probably assume it will be, if this is Clint Eastwood's last film that he directs, because, I mean, he's up there
in age.
I think he's pushing 90.
Yeah,
How many more movies can he really direct?
Right.
If this is his last one, it was a good one.
Yeah, good one
just,
to go out.
I feel like he dropped the ball a little bit.
Yeah, there was a couple funny parts, too, though.
Oh, yeah, I mean, don't.
So
he's still his racist self. I mean, take the character from Gran Torino that he played in, just kind of like, wash it over a little bit and add a little bit of different stuff, and it's the same guy. He's racist.
Yeah.
To a degree.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. All right.
Go see it.
Yep.
What's the next movie?
Next one we got is Mortal Engines.
Mortal Engines.
That one, I was like, I was 50-50 on it, to be honest with you.
I'll tell you, here's why I want to give this movie a better review. Let me start over and tell you this. The movie itself had about a $150 million budget. Okay. Opening weekend, only made $7.5 million. So they're looking at losing around $100 million.
Dang.
Which is a lot. Now, they're supposed to make this, and I actually looked it up. There's actually 4 books.
Okay.
So, technically, there's 3 more movies that they can make from this series, which after you watch the movie, you don't really understand how they can continue it. But the whole premise of Mortal Engines is, like, after this event takes place, the world is, like, post-apocalyptic, and the world is now, like, the cities are on wheels, and they drive around, but they're huge cities, and, like, London is the big city, and it, like, eats...
The small ones.
The small ones, so they can get resources. But because of it did so bad, in theater-wise, it's not a bad movie. Don't look at it and say, well, that movie didn't... You know, like I said, it just lost $100 million. But it's not a bad movie. And I'll tell you why I think this is one of the better movies of the year. And me personally, it was a movie that you've never seen before. I was into it because I had never seen it. I was interested the entire movie. At no point did I be like, well, when's this movie going to end?
Yeah, I mean, I get what you're saying. Like, you've never seen, like, I don't know. For me, we haven't seen it, but we have seen it.
How?
Though. Okay, take the, what's that one, that movie, Valerian? Valerian, okay, take Valerian for example. Never seen that movie, it was a good movie, but, like, we never seen something like that. It was, like, basically multiple little cities put into different space, you know what I mean? Like, you get this, all these different kind of countries and races coming into the space station, and... In that movie, okay? So, this Mortal Engines is taking all these other cities, and they're at one point you saw all those small ones be connected.
Right. That's okay? Just because they're all joining together to make one big city, because, you know what I mean?
The only way
that those small cities can
survive
is by connecting together. You know, obviously London, the big city, has got, you know, they're fine.
Right. But I get that.
I don't know if you can compare Valerian, because, you know, Valerian is like, you know, it's not like, it's just one, it's basically like that City of a Thousand Planets it's like another, it's like a world in space that's
true.
You know what I mean?
This is
our world.
It's
just on wheels because it's post-apocalyptic.
Yeah. I mean, I get that. I don't know. I just feel like it's another, I don't know.
Like I said, the reason why I liked it, I mean, story-wise, it was kind of stupid. I just liked it because, like, I was interested the whole movie. Like,
yeah,
I wanted to know what was going to happen next.
Yeah.
You know, how many movies, like, the Mule movie, there were times where it's like, all right, yo, this is kind of getting a drag. Like, when is something going to happen?
Right.
Whereas in the Mortal Engines movie, the whole time it was like, oh, wow, I can't wait to see what they're going to go, where this is going to go, what's happening here. You know, yeah. I was interested.
I was interested in the movie. I'm not saying it was a bad movie.
Right. I'm not trying to say it was like the movie of the year, greatest movie ever.
Yeah.
It was just,
by far, that's not even close.
It was different. That's what I liked
different.
About it.
Yeah.
And it's made by Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings.
Right. That's another thing I want to bring up, because... I'm not saying because he was the director of Lord of the Rings or whatever, but it almost had a feeling of Lord of the Rings.
Well, yeah, of course. He's the producer behind it. I mean, he's going to... It's no different than Michael... Look at Michael Bay movies. Everybody says Michael Bay movies are the same. They just got explosions and this and this and this. And that's... I mean, a director's going to do what a director's comfortable with.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
I mean, that's one of those movies where I don't think you got to go see in theaters. And I hate to say that because it's like...
It is a good movie, though.
Like, but it's like, you don't need to go see in theaters. You can wait until that one comes out on DVD. I mean, that's definitely not like... There's a lot better movies out right now.
If not, wait till Netflix, if you have Netflix, honestly.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Like, honestly, it'll be there soon, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So, all right.
The big movie.
The next one. Okay. Biggest one, Aquaman.
Yeah. Of course,
we watched that actually tonight.
Yeah,
and I'll give you hands down, it was actually a really good movie.
It was probably. Do you want to say it was the best DC movie so far? Like of the DC,
not
like obviously of like if you're looking at Suicide Squad, you know, just of the DC
of the DC movies that they've made. You know, you're considering
Superman, Justice League,
Superman
versus
Batman, Wonder Woman, stuff like that. I would say probably yes. Like, I think I was drawn into this one. I really liked Justice League.
I did, too.
But I think Aquaman drew me in better.
I'll give you that.
You know, I don't know if it's the CGI they put into it, if it's
any movie nowadays has a CGI. Yeah, but the difference is like this whole movie was underwater. You know what I mean? Whereas like you don't have the CGI of Batman versus Superman movie that's on the planet. You know what I mean? Like it's two different worlds. Like Valerian, that whole movie CGI because it's not a real place.
Right.
Just like, excuse me, the city of Atlantis.
Right.
Isn't real.
Right. Yeah, I mean, I liked it. So, for me, I would give, hands down, you got to go see it in theater.
A lot of it has to do with, they finally got a good director in James Wan.
Yeah, that's another big one. He knows what he's doing, so that made a big difference. And I think because of that, I think it'll help DC kind of grow.
Now James Gunn, because he got fired by Marvel, is now on DC's side.
Right.
They need to hire, like you're in it, yes, I'm excited to see him do Suicide Squad, but they need to, if you got James Gunn on your side, you need to get him into the DCEU.
Right.
Not just doing Suicide Squad.
Right.
They need to go back. I don't know if necessarily Zack Snyder's the answer. You know, Zack Snyder's the one that did, I believe he just did Batman versus Superman, Dawn of Justice.
Okay.
I don't remember who directed the
Justice League. I don't remember.
But if they can get James Gunn to stay on board, you know, the Suicide Squad.
He could do your next Justice League, which would be sweet.
Right.
Because I think that would be I don't know. Especially if they're going to add in some other characters here, because
it is made. It is directed by Zack Snyder. Directed by Zack Snyder.
So yeah, but yeah.
It's definitely one of the better movies of this year. I don't even know if I'd say better movies of this year. It's a good movie. But for me, I liked it, but at the same time, I'm personally burnt out on superhero movies.
Yeah.
It's just see this one to go see the next one to go see the next one to go see the next one to go see. And here we are.
I mean, the Aquaman did make a killer at the theater, though.
Well, I mean, Marvel's been doing it for 10 years.
I know they have, but like this, I'm not saying, I don't know what the other DC movies made, but they are predicting this one to make $1 billion.
Oh yeah, I mean it will, you know, right, and it deserves so. You know, it's a good movie. It's just for me.
This is the second weekend it's been out now.
Yeah,
and the movie theater that we went to was packed.
Yeah.
So I mean,
for me, I'm just burnt out on superhero movies. Of course I'm going to go see them all, you know what I mean? But it's just like, okay, I've seen this one, I've seen that one, I got to go see this one, I'm going to go see that one.
And the superhero always wins.
Oh, yeah, they're all literally carbon copies of each other. It's just a different hero versus a different villain.
Yeah. But
I digress.
Yeah. All right.
All right, well, those were the three movies. Let us know if you seen any of those movies. Are you interested in seeing those movies? Did you like them? Did you not like them? Yeah. Tell us what your thoughts are. All in all, I would say it was a good month, you know? Yeah,
good December month.
Yeah.
For finishing up the year for the movies.
Yeah.
Those were three good.
Absolutely. Not best of the year, but
to end movies. The year, good, yeah. Good three movies to end the year with.
All right, let's transition into some movie news.
All right, what you got?
What do you got over there? You got any big movie news while it's on your head thinking about it? You got anything you want to put in real quick?
Not really for me. Like my stuff is all about the up and coming. I mean, biggest thing.
All right, well, since we're on the topic of the DC.
Okay,
let's stick with the DC, and let's go. Let's talk about the Flash movie.
Oh.
It says that the reports are that the Flash solo movie has been delayed again, and you may have to blame Fantastic Beasts. After facing numerous delays and rotating lineup of directors, Warner Brothers is again pushing back the start of filming on the still-untitled standalone Flash, which has originally been expected to begin shooting in March of 2019. The report reasons is that Miller's obligations to the third Fantastic Beast movie took precedence. Basically, Ezra Miller, who plays the Flash.
Right. He's in the Fantastic
Beast. He's in the Fantastic Beast, and they are making him go do that first.
Huh.
So, they're talking about, in which Miller plays a key supporting role, begins shooting in July 2019. So, that movie starts in July 2019 when they start filming that. So they're talking, that's when Fantastic Beasts is going to start.
Oh, gotcha.
So the production of
The Flash
is late 2019 with the potential release date of 2021.
What? 2021?
2021.
Oh, my gosh.
Because of Fantastic Beasts takes precedent. You know what I mean?
So that's a long time.
We had just talked about this in after we watched the Aquaman movie. Yeah. It's like, okay, what's are they going to have a trailer for the next movie? Like, or you know how like Marvel has the they show the preview for the next movie in it.
Yeah.
2019 only has one DC movie, and that's Shazam.
Yeah. Shazam.
They and I'll transition right into Wonder Woman. That's my next news article. Wonder Woman's pushed back to 2020.
So they're going to do one a year?
I don't know.
You're talking Shazam 2019, Wonder Woman 2020, and then Flash 2021?
Right.
Man, I don't know.
At that point, when does Justice League come out?
Yeah, you know when's your next like, Justice League movie?
I just think DC is... They've shot themselves in the foot. Like at this point,
maybe they're not trying to do what Marvel does. Maybe they're just trying to make movies just to make movies. Like here you go, we made this movie for you guys, enjoy it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Maybe they're not trying to lead this like huge story that lasts 10-15 years.
If that's the case, then why are you doing all these standalones and like why are you like? I mean, if you're gonna do a Flash movie and an Aquaman movie and a Wonder Woman movie and a Cyborg movie and a Batman movie and a Superman movie. Like, obviously, everybody wants to see them come together. You know what I mean? Like, that's, I get what you're saying, but it's just like, I mean,
but when they finally get to that point to put them together,
people are like, it's been a year since I've seen a movie. Like, I like that idea better because I'm so tired of seeing having to see three Marvel movies a year. Mm-hmm. But on the other side of it, though, is look at the people. Are you going to lose interest because it's been a year since the last one?
I mean, yeah, I see your point. But like I said, maybe they're just trying to drag it out because they want to have a – maybe they're dragging it out because they want the Marvel to end and die off. And then
that's not going to happen. You know what I mean?
Like, I don't know. Like what are they going to do after – Avengers Endgame. Like, I don't, you know what I mean?
That I've already, it's going to be the second 10 year. Like, they're going to, I mean, what they're going to do, I don't know, but here's what's going to, Spider-Man 2 comes up directly after that in July.
Yeah.
So obviously they're going to start something new. And then you have Guardians of the Galaxy 3 that's coming out in 2020.
I mean, there are other things they can go after, I guess, like in Marvel, but I don't know.
I mean, I don't what they're doing. I don't know. I don't know. But they're gonna do something else. You know, this isn't like obviously. You know, they're not just gonna do Endgame and all right, we're done. Thank you for watching our 10 years of movies. We're done. Yeah. Because obviously you have Spider-Man 2 coming out.
Yeah, but, that's true. I'm just curious. I guess.
The other still on the DC topic. It says don't count on a Deathstroke movie happening anytime soon. There was that Slade Wilson. They did that little teaser with him.
And then the Justice League? Yeah. Or was that Batman vs. Superman?
Might have been. No, it would have been Justice League.
Because Lex got out of prison.
Yeah, it would have been Justice League.
It was Justice League?
It had to have been because you got to figure this is like semi-recent news, you know, not like, you know, Dawn of Justice came out in like 2015, you know.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
Okay, for a time it seemed like Deathstroke, a.k.a. Slade Wilson, was going to be a big deal in the DCEU. He popped up in Justice League. He was going to be the main villain in the new series of Batman movies. He was going to get his own movie. They cast that Joe Manganiello, I might have butchered that, I apologize, to play the part. Then it just all fizzled out when Justice League bombed, even though Deathstroke popped up in a post-credits scene that teased the emergence of the Legion of Doom back in October 2017. So there's another movie now that DC has pushed back or not done. You know, it's like I get what you're saying. You know, maybe they're not in a hurry to bring out all these superheroes, which isn't a bad idea. But it's like you get your fans excited for these movies,
and then you keep postponing it.
You know, I was excited for the Flash. I liked Ezra Miller as the Flash.
I did too.
I was like, oh sweet, you know, they're gonna make a Flash movie about him. Like sweet. Now I gotta wait 3 years before I'm gonna be able to see that movie. It's kind of like, all right,
it sucks.
I don't care. I don't care about these Flash movies anymore. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
All right. And the biggest news, and this is what I hinted at you towards you in the theater, is according to Aquaman star Jason Momoa, he says that Henry Cavill isn't done playing Superman.
Hey,
we talked about this in a couple podcasts back where they said that they were going to
recast
Superman as potentially Michael B. Jordan.
Yep, that's awesome.
I'm not going to read the whole article, but and I quote, it said, "I just talked to Henry. He's absolutely not leaving the character. He loves the character. He's not.
Good. I'm glad, because I really did not want to see them recast that. Because I think if they would have recasted that role, you could say goodbye to the DC side. I think people would be like, stupid, not interested.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
They would just...
I agree 110%. We even said that in that, when we talked about it in that podcast, we even said...
They would drop off.
It would drop off. You know, I'm not saying that Michael B. Jordan wouldn't do a good job as Superman. I just feel like it's... You've already started your universe. Like, mm-hmm. if you're
like
going to...
you've had him in, you know, your Superman movie. You've had him in Superman vs. Batman. Then you had him in Justice League. And I'm sure he's going to make an appearance in... Maybe make an appearance in Wonder Woman.
Well, I don't think he will, because Wonder Woman's set in 1984.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah, it says...
So they're going back again?
Yeah. Well, you got to remember, Wonder Woman, the original Wonder Woman movie was...
Back in the
early
World
1900s?
War?
But yeah, it's going back again, because Chris Pine's in this movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I mean, it's just, I'm excited. If that is true, I'm excited to see him stay. You know, he did a great job as Superman.
Yeah.
Please stay. Please stay. So we've been talking about...
Comics and superheroes.
Well, no, comics. I want to stay on comics, but I want to transition over to the Marvel side.
Okay.
And this one's going to upset you. Gambit, the long-delayed X-Men spinoff, gets a 2020 release date.
Hey.
But it was supposed to, if you remember, Gambit was supposed to come out in 2019.
Right.
What the hell is going on over at 20th Century Fox? The company is staring down a deadline of mid-2019. They will be owned by Disney and all their Marvel movies. The X-Men characters, the universe... will live under the aegis of Kevin Feige in Marvel Studios.
So they're going. So Disney did take over.
Yeah, Disney took over, and they said that they're not. Disney took over and said, "Hold on, we want to make this movie ourselves." Basically, that's why that got put on. So there's another movie that fans got excited for that got pushed back because of Disney. I'm sorry, but Disney buying Fox
screws everything up. You can say goodbye to Rated R Deadpool.
Yep.
You can say goodbye to, if they even brought Logan back for somehow to make another movie about him, because I'm pretty sure they talked about having a Logan Deadpool movie at one point. You can say goodbye to that for having that Rated R.
Yep.
And you can say goodbye to all the X-Men, because the whole religious thing, they won't do like the mutant side of it, I heard.
You think they're done with the X-Men?
I've heard so many rumors that... because of the whole religious thing and Disney following that suit, that they will not produce like a mutation.
Well, I don't know. I don't know if I buy that, because then why are they, if, you know, in the grand scheme of things, you know, Disney can afford to, like, the X-Men Dark Phoenix movie comes out in, what is it, May this next year?
Oh.
Disney already owns.
That's true, then.
Disney already owns Fox. I think at this current point,
yeah, they
if
do.
They don't, they are, it's early 2019, they own Fox. Disney can afford to be like, well, we're not going to release that movie. You know, like,
that's true. That's true.
I saw an article. They made like $8 billion just this year alone.
Jeez.
They can take the bullet and not release that movie.
Right. I don't know, then. That's just people I've heard from other people.
What I don't like about it is because Disney's going to, like you said, they're going to, it's no longer rated R Deadpool. It's rated mm-hmm. PG-13 Deadpool. And the selling point for Deadpool, it's the merc with the mouth.
Yeah.
I mean, you could still make him cocky and still make him mouthy, but it's just, it's the difference
between...
But no
more F-bombs.
It's the difference between fuck you and...
Screw you.
Screw you.
Yeah. No more freaking perverted shit. Nothing like that. You're not going to have it in
you're
there.
You're not going to see...
You're not going to see Deadpool's ass.
That's not even one of the funny... literally, I have not laughed that hard in a movie since, and I don't know if I have in a long time, that scene where Deadpool has the little legs.
Yeah.
And
he crossed over and he saw his
little baby pee-pee.
Yeah. He called it a pee-pee.
One of the... That's just because I have a little boy at home, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's a little pee-pee. Hands down, that was one of the funniest scenes ever.
Yeah.
You're not going to see that in a Disney movie.
Yeah, it's not going to happen. I'm sorry, but it's going to be absolutely awful.
Yeah.
I mean, they could surprise us, I guess, and still make it rated R, but I highly doubt it.
No, I doubt it. Disney does not make rated R movies. That would ruin their fan base, because they cater to the kids.
Ugh, it's garbage.
All right, well, I'm kind of done talking about...
Done talking about your news?
No, I'm done talking about, sorry, I'm done talking about,
Oh, your comic shit?
Comic characters. Okay. Sorry, I was train of thought. You want to talk about Bad Boys 3?
Yeah.
Yeah, Bad Boys 3. It's got a release date. We're looking at MLK Day of 2020.
Oh, all right.
It's supposed to be going into production in early 2019.
All right.
I'm super excited for this movie.
Me too, because I've been dying for a Will Smith movie, to be honest with you.
Well, Will Smith is super busy next year.
That's good. I like it.
Will Smith's got
Aladdin, don't he?
He's the genie in Aladdin.
Yep.
He's got Spies in Disguise, which is an animated movie. And then he's got Gemini Man.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, Gemini Man's going to be good. And then right after that, he's got Bad Boys 3. And it's funny.
Gemini Man. I'm trying to think which one the Gemini Man was.
Gemini Man's the one where he plays don't quote me on this, but it's like an assassin / hitman, and he faces a younger clone himself.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
He plays the clone as well. So it's going to be one of those things where it's him battling
that's
himself,
sweet,
but it's
dude.
A younger clone.
Yeah, that's gonna be sweet.
I think that's gonna be that's gonna be a really good movie.
Yeah,
but I'm glad to see Bad Boys 3. I don't know if it's gonna be good or bad. Michael Bay is not directing it, which might not be a bad thing. Mm. But the other thing
they got Martin Lawrence is back.
Yeah, Martin
too,
Lawrence
isn't?
Is back, but it's
so
like
all the
is it because it's
guys.
Been 10 years or I it might even mean longer than 10 years.
I don't know when the last time Bad Boys 2 came out.
It's like, is it really something that people want to go see?
I'm sure there is.
Right.
I do. I mean, I watched the first two. I was young for the first one.
Right.
You know, so.
Right. I'm definitely interested in it.
Yeah. It's going to be sweet. Thank you, Will Smith, for coming
now,
back.
Now, one of the, absolutely. One of the biggest news articles that I saw in a long time was the World War Z producers say sequel shoots next summer.
Really?
I cannot wait. The ongoing game to get World War Z sequel up and running continues. I have been waiting for World War Z. I loved the first
one.
That
was a great movie.
I loved it. It was a zombie movie times 10 because, you know, like most people think the zombies just like are slow and
right.
Yada, yada, yada. This zombie horde, like, climbs walls, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Just, like,
it was
incredible.
Actually, not gonna lie, like, that zombies kind of terrify me, but...
I mean...
Whatever, I guess.
Right.
I'll still watch it.
Right.
Because it's gonna be a good movie.
I know a couple people that, like, they didn't like that movie. To them, it was like a horror film. They were scared of it, you know? Like,
really?
But that's just, like, how you
I mean, it. I was, like... Scared a little bit, but
I loved it.
But I liked it. It was
I loved
good.
The fact that, you know, Brad Pitt, like he did a great job.
Yeah.
That was one of those roles that I would never think to that Brad Pitt would have jumped on. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, just like, but when you're Brad Pitt, you can pick and choose whatever you want. It just like I said, it just seemed a little weird.
I'm just wondering why they took so long though.
They ran into director problems. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
Here's another article for you that. Kind of took me by surprise. Gladiator 2.
Really?
Yep.
Is that with Russell...
Russell Crowe died at the end of Gladiator.
Right, but that's the same movie, though.
Yes.
Okay. So
Ridley Scott's Oscar winner is getting a sequel. Here are the first details. Gladiator 2 is officially moving forward with director Ridley Scott. He's back directing it, which sounds good. The storyline will center on Lucius, the son of Connie Nelson's character Lucilia from the original film.
Hmm.
Lucilia is the nephew of Joaquin Phoenix Commodus, the Roman leader killed by Russell Crowe's Maximus. Crowe's character died at the end of the first movie, but the sequel will find Lucius greatly influenced by Maximus. So if I'm not mistaken, it's...
So it's basically
his son.
No. It's not his son. It's the Caesar, like, Julius's nephew is going to take over. Because Maximus, his children and wife died.
Oh, no, it's the nephew of Lucius.
It's the nephew of Lucius, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. I don't really know what you're going to do from there. I don't quite understand how he's going to be greatly influenced by Maximus.
Great warrior.
I don't know. I mean,
savior of the slaves back
right.
then. You know what I mean? Back then, like maybe he releases them and... Gets rid of that.
Right.
You know, I don't know.
I'm interested, though, just because, you know, it's, you got...
That's a very old movie, and then taking off, making a second one from it.
Out of the blue?
Yeah.
Out of the, you know, crazy.
That is out of the blue, because
right.
that movie is old.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. But I'm excited, though. It's going to be something different, because it's so old, than having something...
But here's my thought process, though, and a good example of it is like... Top Gun 2. Is it like you don't need a sequel to Gladiator? Why does he want to make one?
Because like now this is just throwing it out there. I don't know what the time era is because I don't watch these TV series like Game of Thrones or Vikings or right. even The Frontier. I think right. that's what it's called. Right. I don't watch those series, so I don't know the time frame those are taking place. But if those are like big and popular, maybe that's why they brought back Gladiator. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if those are any close in timeline frames of, like, when those both eras existed. But,
I see what you're saying. If you got a popular
topic that people are willing to watch and be so dedicated to a TV series, maybe this is the time to bring out a movie like it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
To get...
Absolutely.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's the only thing I can think of, but...
I feel you there.
Good little theory.
I can see it. What do you, did you ever watch Breaking Bad?
No, I didn't. I tried to get into it, I watched the first 4 or 5 episodes. Dude, I could not get into it.
You're literally like the 50,000th person that has said that to me. And the problem with that is the first season.
They always say, oh, you gotta tough it out, it gets better.
I'm telling you.
I don't know.
You gotta tough it out because by the end of the show, you are literally like, I mean, I sit here and say now that Animal Kingdom is the greatest show on TV. Yeah. Before Animal Kingdom, I had never seen a show as good as Breaking Bad. You need to sit down and you need to watch it. Get through the first season. Get through the second season. And the second season starts when it gets real good, but third season, it's like off the chain. Yeah. It's crazy. Well, I mean, this isn't really that big of a deal to you then because you haven't seen it all, but it's a really cool to me. Breaking Bad creator Vince Gilligan is planning a movie tied to the series.
Really?
Now,
I will have to watch it then.
Do I spoil it?
Spoil it.
At the end, the very last episode of Breaking Bad, one of the guys' characters, basically Bryan Cranston, becomes a kingpin.
Okay.
Jesse Pinkman is his right-hand man, so to speak, in the kingpin, whatever. Jesse Pinkman gets captured. Bryan Cranston goes back and saves him. Gets shot, dies. Jesse Pinkman drives off.
Okay.
The movie that he's going to make is literally going to follow the events of Jesse Pinkman driving away. It's right there.
So they're going to make a movie right after he drives away. That's where the movie's going to start.
Yeah, supposedly.
Huh.
Bryan Cranston, he says that he believes that his character will not be in it. That doesn't necessarily mean that he doesn't. I mean, they're talking about how he can maybe come back for like a cameo. Like it says, Bryan Cranston explains why it's unlikely he'll show up in the Breaking Bad sequel film. So here's what we know about the upcoming Breaking Bad movie that's been written by and directed by Vince Gilligan. It's codenamed Greenbrier.
Okay.
Sorry. Jesse Pinkman with Aaron Paul reprising his enemy-winning role, attempting to escape New Mexico after the events of the series finale. And even though he hasn't read the script yet, Bryan Cranston, a.k.a., is down to come back. But he doesn't think that he will because, he has come out and said, I died at the end of that show.
Right.
I mean, I guess maybe he could say that he didn't die.
Maybe he's not.
I mean, if you watch the show, it doesn't like it. It just kind of like you see him. So I'm sorry to pull away from the mic, but you see him laying there, looking up at the, and then like the camera just like pans up and goes, you know.
Yeah.
And then you just see like SWAT come up around him. Like he got shot. He's laying on the floor. Like you assume that he died. He could still be alive, but if he is, he's in prison. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if he's not back, I'm not opposed to that. But it's really cool to see Jesse Pinkman's character. Like, okay, go with it. Let's see where you're going to go with this.
Right.
So I like that idea. All right, roll with it.
Yeah, I mean, I have to watch the series then, I guess.
I'm telling you, you gotta watch the series.
I guess I'll have to binge watch.
Oh, you'll definitely end up watching the whole.
There's so many shows I got to watch, though, man. Shoot.
Like what?
Oh, I wanted to watch that Happy.
Oh, yeah, dude, Happy's so good.
I gotta watch Breaking Bad.
Yep.
And then there was another show you told me about too. What was the other one?
Night Flyers.
Night Flyers. I gotta watch that one.
Yep.
And I really like. I've been really trying to. I don't know. Even though I haven't watched the series, but I really been wanting to watch that Game of Thrones somehow.
I don't have
HBO.
Yeah, I don't have HBO either.
I don't know. I'm thinking about trying to figure out a way to get it.
All right, but let's. I touched on this earlier, but Disney makes history again with a $7 billion at the global box office for 2018.
Dang.
And that's with, and then it says with 2 weeks to go.
Yeah.
$7 billion. Disney owns the
everything.
World.
Yeah, they own everything. That's like just entertainment wise.
That's just at the box office. That doesn't include like they own ESPN. They own their DVD releases just right at the box office, $7 billion. And then if we break down this, the movies of 2019, how many Disney movies are on that? Like
a lot.
I bet you there's at least 10.
Yeah,
at least 10.
Got to make money to make more movies, I guess.
It's insane.
It's ridiculous. I wish just give me the profits for one of your movies.
I don't even need the profits for one. Give me $100,000. You know what I mean? Like I'm not. Gonna
no,
be...
I want the profits for one movie. I'm gonna be greedy. Give me the profits. They can afford it,
right?
And I can make this podcast bigger. And you guys can all listen to me talk,
right? I feel you there.
Yeah.
Alrighty, man.
We can truly review the Disney movies then,
right? All right, man. That's all I got for news.
All right. So now we're going to dig into some future stuff that's coming out.
What you got?
We're going to do some movie trailers.
Movie trailers.
That came out. So I'm going to start it out. We got Triple Frontier.
Triple Frontier. That is a Netflix movie. And it looks Netflix really movie. It's got Ben Affleck, Oscar Isaac, Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah.
Guy from... What's that movie show?
I don't remember. But anyways,
yeah,
this movie already came out on Netflix. It was that Bird Box. I had it on my list for a trailer because I thought we were doing our podcast a little sooner, but we ended up pushing our podcast back.
Right.
So I did have that. I heard it was a decent movie.
We're actually going to watch that movie, and then we're going to review it. It'll be in our January review.
Yeah. So, okay. And then I got Godzilla. Trailer number two. I don't know.
You know, the
50-50
more,
on
more
it.
I see this trailer, the more it's like, it just seems.
It almost looks dumb.
Yep. That's my. It looks like a Pacific Rim.
Yeah, it looks like exactly what you said, a Pacific Rim, just with, like, instead of having robots
and kaiju, you have
Godzilla and these creatures.
These huge creatures, yeah. It just looks stupid. I don't know. But obviously I'm gonna see it, but yeah, it just looks dumb.
And we'd already talked about this trailer, which is Avengers Endgame. So we don't need to do that one anymore. We got Captain Marvel trailer number two.
Captain Marvel trailer number two. Like I'm actually excited for this one
because it looks good.
Yeah.
It does really look good.
Yeah.
I got Artemis Fowl.
Yeah, the Artemis Fowl. Did you know that that's a book series?
Yes, I did.
I'm
almost tempted to read them first.
I don't know. After Ready Player One, Ready Player One ruined the book, or the way the movie ruined the book for me,
yes,
or whatever, however you want to say that, yes. I refuse to read another book that I'm going to go watch a movie.
Yeah.
Because I was so...
I'd almost rather watch the movie.
No, I would not even...
And then read the book.
No, not me. I would rather just watch the movie.
I don't know.
Because I was so upset the way they handled
Ready
Player
could have
One.
Made Ready Player One into three different movies,
yep,
and made them all kick-ass.
Yep.
And they ruined it.
Yep.
Absolutely ruined it.
That's
so
why
disappointed
I, for me,
about that one.
Me personally, not that I don't like to read. It's just I don't want to read a book that's going to then be made into a movie because the movie's going to piss me off.
Yeah. All right. So we already talked about this one, too, is that Brightburn.
Brightburn.
That's a good trailer. And then I got Umbrella Academy. That is a Netflix film.
Huh. Never heard of that one.
Yeah,
I have to watch that one myself.
Yeah. I honestly couldn't tell you what it was, like what it's about.
You don't remember now?
I don't remember at all, honestly. I just know I... saw it and it looked interesting. If I put it on my list, it looked interesting.
Right.
So
go see it.
Let's see. My next one is, this is Beyond White Space. So this is where basically there's monsters in space.
Huh.
So it's almost like the Godzilla, like monsters come out of our Pacific Rim, where monsters come out of the ocean or the ground, mountains, whatever. These monsters are in space flying around.
It's got to be a Netflix movie.
No, I don't think so.
How have I never seen? I don't even see. I'm on the IMDb.
I'm better than you, dude.
No, it's cool.
I'm good at my job.
Let's not get carried away.
All right, so my next one is I just missed it. Oh, there it is. Okay, so we just watched the trailer for this. This is a kids movie. It's that Lego movie.
Dude, it looks so stupid.
It's part two, I guess.
So stupid.
It does look dumb, but I'm sure the kids will like it, so I'll probably take them.
No.
Maybe not.
Luckily, my kids are not old enough to go to theaters yet, so I don't have to worry about that.
Mine are. My two oldest are, at least. All right, and then, let's see, I got Hellboy, which, I don't know, dude. I don't like the way he looks.
I don't like the way he looks either, and I was hoping you would say that.
I hate the way he looks.
His face. Okay,
so I heard that there's a guy at work. He is a comic, like, guru.
Right.
This kid at work, he collects comic books and he reads them and like does all kinds of research. Like he's got like comic books that are worth like $200, $300.
Jesus.
Like he's into it that much.
Right.
Okay. So he said that this Hellboy is based off a newer comic of Hellboy. It is not based off of the older one that we saw before
with Ron Perlman.
Yes.
Perlman.
So this Hellboy is supposed to be more demonic and more like dark, but looking at the trailer, it looks like it is more comedy, and makes Hellboy look like he's clueless at what's going on.
Right,
and I just didn't like it.
I'm very skeptical. I think it's one of those things where they're trying to reboot a series, and it's just they're gonna miss miserably.
All right, my next one, we saw a trailer for this in the theater, which was Men in Black International.
It looks so good, dude. That might be one of the best movies of the year. It looks so good. I'm calling it now. Mark this words on December 20. It's December 29th now. It was 28 when we started, but December 29th, Liam Neeson's the bad guy in Mission Impossible.
What? Men in Black.
Men in Black. I'm sorry. Excuse me. I'm tired. It's late. It's after midnight now. But he is the bad guy in Men in Black.
I don't know.
I'm calling it. I'm calling it, dude.
I don't see what he... I mean, I guess, because he's... I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see.
I'll take your call.
All right, so the last two. I got Us is the next one.
Yeah,
dude. I'm sorry. Oh, that looks so creepy. The boy creeps me out.
Us looks... Okay, I just want to... You got to go watch the trailer for Us. Us is made by Jordan Peele, who made Get Out. It came out not this year, but last year.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it did come out this year.
No.
Last year.
Mm-hmm.
In the movie, you see this. It follows this family, and they start getting attacked.
They went on vacation.
They go on vacation, and they literally get attacked by
themselves.
Themselves, but like it's, I don't know. It's
like a demonic version of themselves.
Yeah.
Like the boy. Oh, the boy is creepy in the trailer. Like, I'm sorry.
The girl's creepy.
The whole thing is creepy as shit.
I don't know if I can watch that movie.
It looks good. I don't know if I can watch it.
It's not a theater movie.
It's gonna have to be a Blu-ray movie, and I'll buy it because I always buy movies. And then you just come over and watch it. We'll have to watch it together because I don't know if I can watch it alone.
I don't know if I can watch that whole movie. The trailer itself freaks you out.
It does. All right, my last one I got is Captive State.
Captive State, yeah.
I'm so confused on this movie.
I don't even want to see it.
The only reason
why Captive State is a movie that is getting any publicity is because John Goodman's in it. That's it. Take John Goodman out of it, and I guarantee you nobody gives a crap about that movie.
I'm so confused because at first I thought it was like about like politics and politicians, and then I'm pretty sure I saw like a sci-fi creature in it.
Oh, it's got like spaceships in it.
Yeah, and spaceship stuff. So I'm like, wait a minute. I thought this was like politics. Now you're taking me to a sci-fi spaceship stuff, and I'm like, I don't know.
And then it's talking about revolution.
Yeah, and then basically the way I took it was these... It is about government. The government maybe like found alien technology and advanced it to fit in their world, and now there are these Americans, I'm assuming, right, are like fighting against it, saying you're putting us in danger by doing this.
Right.
And I don't know. I'm just taking a theory from the trailer. I don't know because I'm so confused.
I don't know.
But that's what I got for trailers, everybody.
There you go.
So
very good.
All right, the last thing I got is like Blu-ray releases that came out in December.
Okay, which
I don't have many.
That's fine. What you got?
Kind of a slow
I know there was one
month.
Big one, Mission Impossible. That's what made me think about it.
Yeah, Mission Impossible came out December 4th. So if you are wanting to see that, haven't seen it yet, you're able to pick it up at the store, or you can rent it through like a Redbox. Maybe your
Xbox.
Local Drug Mart.
Yeah.
Next one was Equalizer 2.
Yeah.
Denzel Washington. It was good. I bought it. It was not a bad movie.
I'm surprised you didn't buy Mission Impossible.
That was my next one, but I didn't buy it. I actually went ahead and bought the next movie that came out, Venom.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Venom came out. It's weird because it came out on the 17th and the 18th. It's kind of weird how they labeled it because I think they released like a digital for like, you know, Xbox, stuff like that on the 17th.
Right.
And the actual hard copy for like 4K and Blu-ray came out on the 18th.
Right.
Anyways, my next one is The Predator. Also came out on the 18th.
Dude, oh, that was a good one, too.
That was a decent movie.
Yeah.
So,
forgot
and
about
then
that.
The one I put one more on there, which we didn't see the movie, but it looked good because it had Matthew McConaughey in it, was White Boy Rick.
Yeah.
That came out It came out the 25th.
I was
on
waiting
Christmas.
For DVD. You'll buy it, and I was.
I was thinking about buying
you know,
it, but
thinking,
I didn't.
I was thinking, you know, I come over here all the time and I borrow, you know, you buy movies and I borrow my. Do I need to get a library card?
We're gonna have to do a checkout thing because like I went through all my movies and made a list on my phone. So like I have all my movies like
categorized
on my phone. Well, I don't have them categorized on my phone.
Right.
I have them categorized on the shelf.
Well, but you have
but
them
I've
all
got
documented.
Them all documented on my phone. So then when I go to the store, I can pull out my phone and be like, I really like that movie. Do I have that? So I scroll through, like, oh, no, I already got it. Then I go to the next movie that I want to get and be like, oh, do I have that one? I don't remember. So I go through my phone and figure out if I have it or not. I usually can memorize most of them, but there are some, like, series that I can't remember, like the Hobbit series.
Right.
I have to, like, look back at that because they have, like, the Hobbit, and then there was, like, the Smaug one, and there was another one, too, they made. And I couldn't remember. So that's why I do it, and it's awesome. I even did it with the kids' movies. All the kids' movies that I have, I put them all on a list, so like when we go to the store and want to buy a kid movie, like now we don't need to buy that. I already got it.
Right. So, I feel you there.
But it was good.
But what you're saying is I need a library card?
We're going to do a checkout system because my point of this conversation was because I was going through my movies and I'm thinking, man, I know I bought this movie. So I texted you and I was like, hey, you got my freaking movies? And you're like, oh, yeah, sorry. So finally I got them back and
yeah,
we're gonna keep it. Now he's checking out, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. He's checking out 8 movies of mine for free like a library would.
Yep.
And you ain't getting those movies at a library, though.
Well, no, but I get them from you.
So
you're going to buy them? They're going to sit on your shelf and collect dust? I'm going to watch them.
No, they don't collect dust. I do watch them, but when I have time. But that's all I got for Blu-ray releases, everybody. All
righty. So, well, what we got for the month of January?
January. So, movies coming out in theaters in January.
January.
We got January 4th. We got Escape Room and The Vanishing.
Escape Room is it's Jigsaw.
It's Jigsaw. All
it's
over
Jigsaw,
again.
But like not with Jigsaw.
It's Jigsaw with like a room, like a specialized designed room for each person that
is in the.
It's
in
the
game.
Escape. Yeah,
in
it's
the
in
game.
The game.
But it's literally. I mean, and if you look at the trailer, or I'm sorry, not the trailer, but if you look at the picture for like the movie, they have puzzle pieces like taken out of their face.
Do they? I didn't even notice that.
I'll show you a picture of it real quick.
Oh,
yeah,
that's disgusting.
I mean, it's not like not disgusting, but like it's just funny. Like you're literally making a jigsaw puzzle, so to speak. Like, could you not?
Oh, I see what you're saying because it's so close to that.
Yeah.
Like, duh. Like you couldn't think of anything else. Oh yeah, yeah. Okay.
Does it not ring?
Yeah. Jigsaw
Saw movies.
Yeah.
It just like a,
I don't know. Whatever.
It looks all right.
It looks okay, but it's still going to be a repeat of the Saw movies.
And the Vanishing is
Gerard Butler.
It's a gold movie.
I think they're like fishermen. They stumble across some kind of treasure, and then they go to this lighthouse, and like these other people have lost this treasure, and they want it back. And it's just basically like these people start vanishing because they're basically killed. That's what I took it as. All right, so just January 11th, we have The Upside, that's with Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston.
And that looks good. Yeah. And then we have replicas with Keanu Reeves.
I would rather see, personally, the upside.
I want to see the upside. Because, you know, we do a lot of serious movies, a lot of action movies, and I think the upside is going to be a nice twist because it's comedy.
Kevin Hart and Bryan Cranston. Bryan Cranston plays a guy that is, a quadriplegic.
He's paralyzed basically from
the neck down.
He can move his head and his mouth.
Kevin Hart plays the character that takes care of him.
He's his caretaker.
It looks funny. You know, Kevin Hart being his natural self. Yeah. And then Bryan Cranston being the old guy.
Old rich guy that needs somebody to take care of him.
Yeah, looks good.
So, and then Replicas also came out on January 11th.
Yeah.
So, it's Keanu Reeves. I don't know
It's a clone. It's a movie about clones.
He clones his family, basically.
I'd rather see it on Blu-ray.
It's almost like that old movie from Arnold Schwarzenegger was in it. Where he worked for a company and
Total Recall?
No. And then they cloned him. It might have been Total Recall.
Yeah. I don't know.
They made an old movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and then they redid Total Recall with that Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
So it almost reminds me of that where they clone him. You know what I mean? Like another cloning movie. That's basically what I'm getting at.
Right.
So whatever. Take it as you want.
Right.
January 18th, we have Mr. Glass, it's called Glass.
Yeah, not Mr. Glass, but Glass.
It's called Glass.
I've been waiting for this movie since I heard about it.
Yeah, I'm super stoked.
I definitely think it's good. I've been kind of thinking this in the back of my head. I think I'm gonna get let down, just because I've been so excited for this movie, and I feel like it's not gonna meet what I.
I don't think so though, dude. I think it's gonna be a badass movie, and
M. Night Shyamalan is behind it. The only good movie M. Night Shyamalan has ever made is Split. Can he do it twice?
I bet he can.
Unbreakable was okay. You know,
was he behind that one though?
Yeah, he made Unbreakable was the first one in this series.
Yeah, I know. I didn't
series,
know if he was behind
yes,
that
he
one
was
too.
Behind that one.
That was good though.
I thought
Unbreakable was a good movie.
It was alright. It was alright.
It was a good beginner story.
I mean, in the grand scheme of things.
When he made
Unbreakable, did he have plans to do this? I doubt it.
You don't know that.
Come on.
You don't know that.
Come on. Then it wouldn't have taken you 20 years, 18
it
years.
It could be, though.
16
Maybe
years
he didn't
to
think.
Make a split.
So what? So it took him a while to get his ideas right. Maybe he had, like, writer's block.
I'm a writer's block.
He's got director's block.
Right.
So, but anyways,
we are going to see Glass. For 100%. We will review Glass for you in
2019.
We will review Glass for you in January.
All right, last movie coming out is January 25th. Is Serenity? That is with Matthew McConaughey.
Didn't see the trailer for that one either.
So basically, I explained to you earlier. My understanding of from the trailer. This is just my theory from the trailer. So don't quote me on it. This woman is abused by her husband.
Right.
And somehow this woman is tied to Matthew McConaughey in some way. I don't know what way. Maybe it's an ex. Maybe it's a mistress. I don't know what he is. But she finds him or maybe he's just a random person to her. I don't know. But she finds him and I think he gets close to the husband to kill him for her is what I think.
Okay.
Like, he takes him out on his boat, drops him in the ocean. I have no clue, because I know it takes place in, like, the ocean, boat, stuff like that. So, I don't know. It looks interesting, but it also looks like meh. So,
that's all I got. We're definitely, like I said, we're definitely going to go see Glass, and we will sit and talk about maybe going to see the upside. So, we'll see where we're at with scheduling. Which, by the way, my schedule has opened up drastically. Got a new job. Be working in the... 9 to 5, 8 to 4, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
Like I said in the last podcast, I kind of hinted towards this special podcast that we're going to do. And we are actually going to, I think, Sunday night?
A couple of days from now, probably.
Are you working Monday?
Yeah, I'm off Tuesday.
We might do it Monday night then.
Okay.
We'll figure out. But we're going to do a very special podcast, and I don't want to tease it. Just if you're interested, got a special podcast coming out in a couple of days. It'll be kind of like a wrap up of 2018,
movies
introduction to 2019 type thing. So look forward to that in the next couple of days. It has nothing. It's not a review. Doesn't have any news. Yeah. It's just kind of like its own special entity. Also, like we said earlier, if you did see any of the Mule, Mortal Engines, or Aquaman, let us know what you think.
For sure.
Email us at tntbromance@gmail.com.
Yeah.
Comment, like, subscribe. We need some support, fellas. We're not
big.
Not yet.
So
if you like us, let us know. You know, feel free to let us know what you think of the show.
All right.
That's all for this.
That's the bromance.
Thanks a lot.